When I was 10, Radames saved me from being beaten to death by the palace guards. He promised he would look after me from then on, and he's kept his promise. Look, I know what you're thinking, that I've become one of them, but I'm still Nubian. I will always be Nubian.
Of course.
I grew up in your hometown, at least began to grow. I hadn't got to my first shave before the body blow. Egyptians in the courtyard, my family in chains. You witnessed our abduction, which possibly explains how I know you, how I know you. Before that fateful morning, my family enjoyed a privileged existence, for my father was employed as advisor to the king, no less, which surely rings a bell. For as you are his daughter, you probably can tell how I know you. Yes, I know you.
You know too much, and what you say is better left unknown. And now I'm just a slave like you. Our lives are not our own.
I never have abandoned, and nor I think could you, that spark of hope for freedom no terror can subdue.
My only hope is silence. You've never seen my face.
No, you remain a princess in any time or place.
You don't know me.
Yes, I know you.
You don't know me.
How I know you. How I know you. Princess?
Merib, you must not tell anyone who I am. If the Egyptians were to find out I was the daughter of the Nubian king...
They would kill you, but don't worry. Your secret is safe with us.
No, you must not tell anyone. From now on, I'm nothing but a gift from an Egyptian captain to his princess.
Well, just so you know, Amneris is more than that to the captain. She's his betrothed.
He's to be married. When?
When his ship sinks and the royal shipbuilders refuse to build him another. Now come, let's get you to the princess.